الحمد لله عدد خلقه ورضا نفسي وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماتي. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها. إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، there are many people who are living their lives upon their feelings. बहुत सारे ऐसे लोग हैं हम में से, हम खुद उनमें शामिल हैं, जो अपनी जिंदगियां अपने दिल और एहसासात और मर्जी और नखरे के मुताबिक वो गुजार रहे हैं। दे आर दोज पीपल हु वुड से आई डोंट फील लाइक doing a certain action, or I feel like doing something, and the flow in the pressure or the desires of it. So people who say, I don't feel like getting up for Fajr or Tahajjud, I don't feel like preserving and protecting my eyes from looking at non-mahrams, or I feel like looking at them. I don't feel like, I'm just lazy, feeling lazy to perform my daily awrad and azkar. I just feel like sleeping. I just feel like sitting. And then they go on and on. Certain things we say we feel like doing, we are doing those things. Certain things we say we don't feel like doing. For example, the good deeds, the working for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopting taqwa, tolerating hardship upon oneself. But one should think very clearly, who feels like, did Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala feel like slaughtering his 6-month child? He liked to do that? He liked that his children and his nephews, they yearn for water and they die whilst being thirsty. He liked to do that. He liked his wives to be children to be orphaned and wives to be widowed, and of his other companions. He felt like doing these things. Rather, he felt like that they should be fed. That is why he held his blessed son Ali Akbar in the air and said that, give some water for him, Ali Asghar radiallahu ta'ala. So he felt like feeding them. He felt like comforting them. He wanted to comfort them. He wanted to honor them and fulfill their rights, because it was their rights to be fulfilled, that they should be fed and they should be protected. It's women's right to be protected. And that is what he did. He wanted to protect them. He didn't send women in front of him. The children, his companions, they had certain rights. He didn't feel like sacrificing them. He didn't want to sacrifice them. He would rather sacrifice himself. So that was another sacrifice, that he, instead of being himself sacrificed, he sent other companions, other of his 5 brothers from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, or the 6 brothers who was with him. He wanted to sacrifice himself in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. But he let them first. So did he feel like doing these things which happened in Karbala, which happened to his wives and his children and his sister? He felt like that these things should be done? Or the sacrifice he offered, he felt like doing them? He felt like he liked to actually do that? No. What happened was that he had in his mind that, yes, I like to safeguard my child. I like to safeguard my children. I like to protect the honor of my wives and sisters. And I like to provide a comfortable, secure environment for my companions and my nephews. He liked to do that. But he had in mind that, yes, this is what I like, but what is what Allah likes? That is the point. What Allah likes? Allah liked that you do not let my command be inferior to my command, my hukam, my amr should be always upheld. So he loved his children. He used to say, I don't like to live, I don't like to alive without, he mentioned his blessed name of his wife. That's how wonderful woman. She was a princess. He would have liked to protect them. And he did try. And he wouldn't have liked to slay his own family. No one does. And he didn't as well. But it happened. He did so. He sent them in the war himself. And also himself. Why? That something much more important and valuable was the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to uphold that. Now me and you should compare ourselves, what we are doing. I don't feel like doing zikr. Who said the nafs does like doing zikr? Are you fool or are you stupid? Who have the all anbiya and awliya have been telling you from day one, inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. The nafs always like evil. Why are you fooling yourself? Why are you behaving stupidly? That's expecting from your nafs to like goodness, to like actually taqwa, to like restraint, to like actually sacrifice. You've learned the wrong lesson. You are a student of shaitan if you believe that. You are a student of shaitan and iblis if you believe that. Because it is his belief that it happens like this. The nafs, yourself, will always, whilst it's in the state of nafse ummara, will hate, will dislike to do any good deeds. It will like zina. It likes alcohol or any kind of other drugs. It likes fornication. It likes fraud. It likes greed. It likes fame. It likes jealousy. That's what it likes. And you are saying, it doesn't, I don't feel like doing dhikr, I don't feel like having forgiving other person. Have mad dog actually bitten you? That you have been hearing from Anbiya and Awliya and Sulaha all your life, that inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu, verily the nafs incites towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except when Allah have mercy upon someone. And who does Allah have mercy upon? Me and you? Sitting in the devil's lap? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will have mercy upon. Inna rahmatallahi, verily the rahmah of Allah is where? Near the lazy people? No. Near the people who just sitting and wishing that they were the qutbs of time and great awliya and great actually salihin? No, Allah's mother, inna rahmatallahi qareeb, my mercy is near who? The people who practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uprightly all the time. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are called muhsineen. The people of ihsan, the people of virtue, the people of goodness, people who practice goodness, people who preach goodness, people who think goodness, who feel goodness, and who do not actually sacrifice goodness. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, do you want to know whom my mercy is closer? Is closer to these people. It will descend upon these people. Otherwise, if you don't become one of these people, then la ammaratum bisu, your nafs will incite towards evil and sin and crime and rebelliousness. Simple as that. So our mashayikh, when we used to say to them, Ya Sayyidi, oh my master, I don't feel lazy by doing dhikr or actually looking at women or anything. They said that which day we have said to you that you will like piety, your nafs will like piety, your nafs will be attracted towards piety, rather than actually sensual pleasure. That is from day one, lesson one, is that your nafs will be attracted towards money, greed, power, fame, and name, and zina, and music. This is lesson one. Lesson two is that you should sacrifice these things for something important, which is the command of Allah. But we like, I like dumb animal, old 10 years, maybe I'm saying to the shaykh, you know, I'm feeling lazy, you know, I don't like to do this, you know, things are getting difficult, people are bothering me, I don't feel like, I'm getting depressed, I'm getting this and there. Look at Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. He didn't get depressed by seeing all this, what was happening. He went through feeling he had more love of his wife than we have, and children than we have, because awliya Allah and anbiya, they are at highest level of shafqa ala al-khalq, compassion upon creation. Compassion upon creation, the anbiya alayhi salam have the highest, and awliya and sulaha. To anbiya alayhi salam, awliya Allah, jis tarah main arz kar raha tha, ahle bayt aur sahaba rizwan ajmain ne ye sabak diya ke dil nafs to chahega burai ko. Ye kis pagal ne aapko patti padhai hai ke aapka nafs jo hai namaz ko pasand karega, taqwe ko pasand karega. Nafs e umara to in cheezon ko pasand nahi karta. Taqwe ko pasand karega, sunnat ko pasand karega, haya ko pasand karega, zuhud ko pasand karega, qanaat ko pasand karega, paki ko pasand karega, mujahide ko pasand karega. Kisne aapko bataya? Allah jisne paida kiya nafs, usne to Quran mein farmaya ke ye nafs-e-umara burai ko pasand karta hai. To ab ye kehna, dil nahi chah raha tha subah uthne ko, badi mushkil hoti hai, aur jo hai gunahon ki taraf dil lagta hai, music sunne ko dil chahta hai, ye chahta hai, bhai ye to sabak pehle hi padha diya gaya ke nafs ki pasandida cheeze hain ye. Sabak ye hai dusra ke bhai ye to nafs pasand karta hi hai, ab aapne Allah ki pasand ko iski pasand par ghalib karna hai, ye masla hai. Haan, wo alag baat hai ke wo jab wo nafs mutmainna ban jata hai, Allah ki itaat mein ragde kha ke wo aakhri mukamat hote hain, phir nafs ko samajh aati hai. But before that, usse pehle to nafs pasand karega burai ko, pasand karega lalach ko, pasand karega ohde ko, pasand karega mashhoori ko, ananiyat ko, main usme bahut zyada hogi, ye sari cheeze pasand karta hai wo. تو امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو کوئی پسند نہیں تھا کہ اپنے بیٹوں کو وہ ذبح کراتے, اپنی بیویوں کو بیوہ بناتے, اپنی بہنوں کو جو ہے ان کے خامدوں کو قربان کرتے. ان کو یہ پسند نہیں ہے, لیکن ان کو یہ تو پسند, یہ لوگ تو بہت پسند تھے, ان کے بیٹے اپنے بہت ان کو اچھے لگتے تھے, لیکن اپنے بیٹوں اور بیویوں سے زیادہ ان کو اللہ کا حکم زیادہ پسند تھا, اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت پسند تھی. یہ بات ہے. اور ہم ساری زندگی تسبیح پڑھنے ہیں, اے یہ دل نہیں کرتا نے کی تھے, دل نہیں کرتا اٹھنے تھے. بھئی کس نے کہا آپ سے کہ جب آپ نفس عمارہ میں ہیں؟ شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی غوث پاک میں سے کسی نے پوچھا کہ میرا دل, یہ دل کے بارے میں اس نے پوچھا, دل اس طرح کرتا ہے. انہوں نے فرمایا, بیٹا مجھے یہ تو بتاؤ, تم میں دل نام کی چیز بھی ہے کہ نہیں؟ تم تو سر تپا نفس ہی نفس ہو, خواہش ہی خواہش ہو. یہ تو وہ بات کرے جس کے اندر دل ہو, قلب ہو, قلب سلیم ہو, جو اللہ کے ساتھ اطمینان اور سالم اور صحیح قلب ہے. تم تو نفس ہی نفس ہو, تمہارا دل بھی نفس بن چکا ہے, تمہارا ذہن بھی نفس بن چکا ہے, تمہارا دماغ بھی نفس بن چکا ہے, اس کا غلام بن چکا ہے. اب جو ہے تمہارے اندر نہیں ہے کچھ بھی سوائے اس کے کہ خواہشیں ہیں, نفس ہے. اب تمہارے لیے نجات اسی میں ہے کہ تم اللہ کے کسی بندے سے سیکھ لو کہ اللہ کے حکموں کو کیسے غالب کرنا ہے. اور ہم ساری زندگی یہی پٹی پڑھتے رہتے ہیں, اے یہ نہیں دل کر رہا, بھی یہ دین کے لیے کیسے کام کریں, جو ہے بیوی بچوں کو ہی پالنا ہے سارا. تو امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ سبق دیا, ہاں یہ باتیں سب ہیں لیکن ان سب سے قیمتی بات اللہ کی اور اللہ کا حکم ہے. It is command of Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. That is how his brother Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain was trained. They were trained like this. Trained like this from the very young age by their father, by their mother and by their grandfather. For example, once Imam was asked, Imam Pak radiallahu ta'ala was asked Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, that which 10 things are stronger than other 10 each other, which 10 things are stronger than each other amongst them. آپ سے پوچھا گیا کہ وہ 10 چیزیں کون سی ہیں جو ایک دوسرے سے زیادہ طاقتور ہیں. اس سے پتا چلتا ہے کہ آپ کی ٹریننگ, ہاؤ ہی واز ٹرینڈ. امام حسن, امام حسنین کریمین سے پوچھا گیا کہ دیٹ وچ آر دی 10 تھنگز وچ آر اسٹرانگر دین ایچ ادر, وہ 10 چیزیں کون سی ہیں جو ایک دوسرے سے زیادہ طاقتور ہیں. یہ ابھی بچے ہیں, چھوٹے ہیں. امام نے فرمایا پتھر جو ہے, اسٹون از ون آف دی اسٹرانگسٹ تھنگ on the earth, but iron is stronger than the stone. فرمایا پتھر سخت ہے لیکن لوہا پتھر سے سخت ہے, وہ اس کو کاٹ دیتا ہے. Then he said iron is strong but fire is stronger than the iron. لوہا بھی سخت ہے لیکن آگ لوہے سے بھی سخت ہے, وہ اس کو بھی پگھلا دیتی ہے. اور آپ نے فرمایا, he said the fire is stronger than stone and the iron, but water is stronger than the fire, it extinguishes the fire. فرمایا لیکن پانی یہ آگ سے بھی زیادہ طاقتور ہے, یہ آگ کو بھی بجھا دیتا ہے. And then he said from the water stronger is the cloud, یہ جو بادل which carries the water, جو پانی کو لے کے پھیر رہے ہوتے ہیں ہوا میں اوپر بغیر کسی جو ہے سہارے سے, without any other means, the clouds which carry the water, they can carry the water in them, although they are very light, لیکن پانی انہوں نے اٹھایا ہوتا ہے, the قدرت آف اللہ. And he said that from the cloud the wind is even stronger which carries, which actually flows and with the cloud flows with the flow of the wind. The winds can actually, when they blow, the clouds actually carry it towards that direction. تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ ہوا یہ بادلوں سے بھی طاقتور ہے, کہ یہ بادلوں کو بھی ادھر ادھر پھیراتی ہے. And then he said, because he was the blessed person who gifted by Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, آپ نے فرمایا, he said, the angel which is has the command over wind, that is even powerful, that wind, that is a system of unseen. فرمایا کہ وہ جو فرشتہ جو اللہ نے ہوا کے کنٹرول کے لیے مقرر کیا ہو, وہ اس ہوا سے بھی زیادہ طاقتور ہے, کیونکہ وہ ہوا اس کے اندر ہے اور ہوا بادل سے طاقتور ہے, اور بادل پانی سے, اور پانی آگ سے, اور آگ لوہے سے, اور لوہا پتھر سے. اور پھر فرمایا آٹھویں چیز, وہ جو اس فرشتے سے بھی, which is more powerful than that angel which is has duty upon the winds and the gales and the system weather, is the angel of death who will actually cause death to him. فرمایا اس فرشتے سے بھی زیادہ طاقتور ملک الموت ہے, the angel of death, کہ جو اس کو بھی موت دے دے گا. اور فرمایا کہ the more powerful than the angel of death is the death itself which will even come to that angel as well. فرمایا ملک الموت سے بھی طاقتور وہ موت ہے کہ جو اس پر بھی آئے گی اور اس کو بھی ختم کر دے گی. اور فرمایا کہ موت سے more powerful than the death is the command of Allah, which the death is also under the command of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. فرمایا موت سے بھی زیادہ طاقتور اللہ کا حکم اور اللہ کا امر ہے, جو موت پر بھی غالب ہے, اس کے امر سے ہی موت آتی ہے ورنہ نہیں آتی. तो आप देख रहे हैं कि हाउ फ्रॉम द वेरी चाइल्डहुड दैट व्हाट वर देयर तरबिया एंड माइंड सेट ऑफ थिंकिंग दैट दे फ्रॉम द वेरी चाइल्डहुड दे हैड इन माइंड दैट द मोस्ट पावरफुल थिंग इज द अमरुल्लाह द कमांड ऑफ अल्लाह and we should make it dominant when Allah gives us power to do or we are tested jab hamara izmaish hoti hai ki zina karo ya na karo namaz ke liye utho ya na utho deen ki mehnat karo ya na karo kiske liye kiski baat karo shaitan ki karo ya auraton ki karo ya duniya ki karo har ek ne usi ki baat ki hui hai jiske piche wo chal raha hai verbally they say or not You pay the allegiance to one who you are following day and night. That is the allegiance. So Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala dono bhaiyon ne bataya ke 10 ye cheeze ek dusre se taqatwar hain. But the end they reached the command of Allah. That is why the Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah he said al khayru kulluhu fi kalimatayn all goodness lies in two words and two sentences. Hazur Ghaus-e Pak ne farmaya radiyallahu anhu ki sari ki sari khair sari ki sari bhalai ye sirf do baaton mein band hai ta'zeemul amrillah that to give preference and make Allah's command dominant over everything opposing it. Ab dekhen the thing comes back to their forefathers Imam Hassan and Hussein, they were the people who, after Sayyidina Ali, who chose the teachings of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of the Sunnat-e-Muhammadiyya, Tariqa-e-Muhammadiyya, Shariat-e-Muhammadiyya. These were the people. These were the teachers, the great teachers. But how they were actually? देखे वो 10 चीजें आपने बताई. लेकिन अब नतीजा कहाँ? The result is actually the command of okay, Allah ka hukum sabse afzal hai. And that is they prove then in Karbala, they prove this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In Karbala, they proved this. They proved this that the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command of Allah azza wa jal will be the one which will be upheld. यही जो अल्लाह का हुक्म है उन्होंने फरमाया कि अल्लाह का हुक्म है कि यजीद की शरीतों पर इसकी बैत नहीं करनी वी नॉट गोइंग टू पे एलिजियंस टू हिम व्हाई बिकॉज ही पेड एलिजियंस टू शैतान कि उसने शैतान की बैत की हुई है तो हम उसकी बैत करें उसने शैतान की बैत की है तो हम भी शैतान के पीछे चल पड़ेंगे We will also end up following Shaitan because Yazid has actually gone become, fallen victim to his desires and his nafs. Like we say, uska nahin. He knew he is Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. He knew who he is the son of. Who is he the grandson of? Who is his mother? He knew. But when people like us And Yazid, when they go after desires, they put their command of the nafs before the command of Allah, then that is the result. That's what's happening today. That is what is happening today with us. That's what we are doing. Because it is said, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered his zuhur prayer. So prayer is what? Command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayer Salah is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz kya hai? Allah ka hukam hai. Pura karo. Person is in the war. Banda talwar leke apni gardan khatre mein hai. My neck is in danger of being cut off. I am holding this sword in the desert. Why? To elevate the kalima, the word of Allah. Jang mein khada hoon. बच्चे प्यासे रो रहे हैं औरतें भी साथ हैं एंड आई एम इन द वॉर थाउजेंड्स आर्मी इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी एंड वी आर श्योर एंड सो आई एम ऑलरेडी डूइंग द वर्क ऑफ अल्लाह आई एम ऑलरेडी डूइंग द वर्क ऑफ अल्लाह बिकॉज आई एम इन वॉर आई पुट माई लाइफ ऑन माई लैप ऑन माई हैंड and it is in danger.
تو مجھے اب اللہ کے حکم نماز کی کیا پرواہ؟ بھی نماز میں تو ہوں ہی نماز میں, میں تو ہوں ہی اللہ کے جہاد میں, اللہ کے لیے جہاد میں. آئی ایم این جہاد آف اللہ اینی وے. لیکن ان کو پتا تھا کہ دیٹ دا کمانڈ آف اللہ از ویلویبل دین اینی تھنگ. دا کمانڈ آف اللہ از پریئر ایون ان دا مڈل آف وار. ایون ان دا مڈل آف وار دے آر ایکچولی اٹ از گوئنگ ٹو بی کیپٹ اپ رائٹ. دا کمانڈ آف اللہ از گوئنگ ٹو بی کیپٹ اپ رائٹ. Now take the example of us. جی نماز پڑھیا کرو. اجی ٹیکسی چلانا بھی تو عبادت ہے نا. چوزوں کی گردنیں اتارنا بھی تو عبادت ہے نا, جو میں ریسٹورینٹ میں کام کرتا ہوں. ٹیلٹے صاف کرنا بھی تو عبادت ہے نا. I'm working, I'm going labor. فیکٹری میں ٹماٹر پیک کرنا بھی تو عبادت ہے نا. میں وہ کرتا ہوں, یعنی روزی روٹی کما رہا ہوں. Or actually doing some other work, that I am driving a taxi, this is worship. I am doing some kind of other work, business, running a shop, or sometime even selling alcohol, dealing in drugs. Usko bhi keh raha hai ye bhi ibadat hai. Nauzubillah. Now isko compare kare Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ. ان کو نہیں پتا جہاد میں جان جنہوں نے, they have given all their life actually, that this is worship. وہ جہاد عبادت نہیں ہے. جہاد از ناٹ عبادت. جہاد از ناٹ ورشپ. جہاد ان دا وے آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ, اینڈ اسپیشلی دا جہاد آف امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, از دیٹ ناٹ ورشپ؟ دے ہیو آلریڈی پٹ دیئر لائفز ان ڈینجر. دے ہیو آلریڈی پٹ their lives in danger. They put their lives in danger. They are standing in Karbala. Their lives are in danger. They are already in the way of Allah. But still, they are praying Zohar prayer. Although they should be worried, oh, we should be worried. They are, armies is against us. They are standing. They are actually throwing arrows at us. Abhi hum namaz kaise padhein? Humare do bimari hui, sar dard hua. Oh ji, namaz kaise padhein? Ghutne mein dard hua. وہ جی نماز کیسے پڑھیں؟ اچھا کوئی جو ہے اور پرابلم, جی نماز کیا 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 کریں؟ گاڑی میں سفر کر رہے ہیں, جی نماز کیسے کریں؟ اس کو سوچیں. اور جس کو دیکھو نماز ہے, جی رزق حلال کمانا بھی تو عبادت ہے. تو رزق حلال عبادت ہے تو جہاد بھی تو عبادت ہے. دا کمانڈ آف رزق حلال is of Allah, and the command of worship, of the prayer and salah is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal as well. So Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu upheld the command of Allah, of prayer, of salah, even in actually in pray, in the war. And how did he pray? He prayed while some of them were protecting. Kuch hifazat kar rahe the ird gird. Ye auraton ki hifazat karne wala nahi hai zahiri taur par. اللہ تو ہے ہی ہے, لیکن اللہ ازمائش کرتا ہے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ٹیسٹ پیپل. سو سم آف ہز کمپنیز آر اسٹینڈنگ اینڈ ہی ان دا میڈسٹ از لیڈنگ دا پریئر. ویمن آر آفٹر ایون ریڈنگ بہائنڈ. تیر آ رہے ہیں بٹ دے اسٹل پریئنگ. دا پیپل ہو آر پروٹیکٹنگ, مینی آف دم بین مارٹیڈ ود دوز ایروز. جو لوگ حفاظت کر رہے ہیں ان میں کئی تیر لگ کے شہید ہو چکے ہیں. وائی دے آر پروٹیکٹنگ دیٹ دا گروپ از پریئنگ. کیوں وہ نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں؟ Why they were praying in the middle of actually the sun in the afternoon, early afternoon, Zohar ki namaz hai, which is his last prayer with Jamaa, last prayer with actually together. پڑھ رہے ہیں. کیوں پڑھ رہے ہیں؟ وہ تو پہلے ہی, he is already in jihad, he is already in worship of Allah, he is already holding the sword, he is already sacrificing his children, and he is still upholding, and still the danger is so that the arrows are coming. Arrows are hitting the people who are protecting him, and some of the arrows are coming near him, but he is still completing his prayer. Ab main aur aap sochein. Now we and you think. Hame neend ke arrows lagte hain. Shaitan marta hai arrow, neend ke arrow aata hai. Bas, it's very difficult to get him. سردی کا ایرو لگ گیا, وہ سردی بڑی ہے, سوئے رہو. ماز جو ہے یہ بڑی مشکل بات ہے. کئی ٹھنڈے پانی کا وہ سردی کا ایرو لگ گیا. سو ون شوڈ you should see where you, what you are doing in your Karbala. You are making and I am making a mess. Me and you making a mess. We are just sitting with Yazid and, you know, happy with him and actually partying with him. That's when, what happens when you commit sins and when you miss prayers for these things. In your Karbala, you are jumping around and actually going to another party and drinking and having food with them and saying, we are with you and it's okay, everything is fine. That is the type of mess me and you are doing. And then we think, why we are not getting close to Allah? Why Allah is not having mercy upon us? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not actually giving a such status which He gave to certain awliya and anbiya, alayhimus salam and sahaba and ahlul bayt? We totally confused. And what we are doing is, when we remember Him, is also something which we do. We feel sorry for Him, and we are already doing the work of Yazid ourselves. If you look at the reality, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu is feeling sorry for us, rather than we feel sorry for him. Why? Because if you bring all the punishment and all the sacrifices of Karbala together, they are maybe 1 month. 1 month, someone's head is cut, someone's arm is cut, someone's throat is slashed. Once only. And in 1 month only, 2 months only. But the punishment which me and you are going to get because of missing prayers and committing zina of the eyes and ears and of a ghibat in the grave, one day's punishment is actually millions times greater than what happened in Karbala with Imam Hussain. So who deserves more pity and who is at more danger and who is at loss? Us or them? They pass through maybe few months and then very hardship days of maybe 1 month, and then actually that day was very hard and very, very hard, and we cannot, it's unimaginable, unbearable. But that was nothing compared to the punishment in the grave which a sinner and a disbeliever receives, and it is nothing compared to what a person is going to receive in the hellfire. So these people, they are in Jannah. Rasulullah has already said. And even now they are with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From 1,000 years, soon after they were martyred, they are with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we every year, 10 days we find, like other, some of the other religions do, they mourn them, oh, it's very bad things happen to them, and we feel very sorry, oh, it's very pitiful what happened to Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. And then after 10 days, we are jumping and dancing and doing all these things which Yazidi people do, and we completely blind that what's happening to, what will happen to us, even at the time of death, will be much worse than actually what happened in Karbala with Yazid, with Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. हमें तो शायद मौत के वक़्त ही इतनी तकलीफ, और कब्र में जो एक रात दिन की तकलीफ है वो करबला की तमाम तकलीफों से बहुत ज्यादा हो सकती है, क्योंकि आखिरत का इजाब जो है वो बहुत सख्त है, वो कुछ भी नहीं है। दुनिया में तो एक तीर आया, एक तलवार ने काट दिया, शहीद फिर भी जिंदा होता है। बट व्हाट्स गोइंग टू हैपन इन द ग्रेव व्हेन यू आर बीटन अगेन एंड अगेन, your head is cut again and again, you are burnt again and again and again, hundreds and thousands times, that's nothing compared to what happened to Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And therefore, this reason, he upheld the command of Allah and wanted to convey this message to us, that save yourself from the torment and punishment in the hereafter. This worldly difficulties and punishment, even what I went through, is nothing what's going to happen in the hell and what's going to happen in the grave. Like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah said in one of the hadith he narrated, that if the person of hellfire, he comes out for a few minutes on the face of the earth, all people on the earth will die because of his smell and because of the heat and just because of looking at him. That's how he will be. And he said that if the clothing which the person, people in hell will wear, if that one suit, one coat or one kameez of the people of hell is put on in east somewhere on a mountain, the mountains in completely the best of the world will melt actually into molten. Will melt like water because of the heat and thing. And imagine the person who is wearing that. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu could see that type of punishment, and he thought what I am going through is much lighter, and he wanted us to be saved from that, because we are going for worse than what Yazid did with these pious and these pure people. What angels are going to do with us if we actually follow Yazid and shaitanic ways, we are actually going for a very bad end. And as I have said to you, that these people like Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, they were people who were, one of the great lesson we learned from them is that they were not tested beforehand. Look, the Karbala or the test which Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala went through could have happened 10 years before, could happen 20 years before, could happen 30 years before in another ways, because there were many Yazid like people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, the people munafiqeen. So they could have tested before, but why? Because this shows that a person needs pre-training to be tested. He needs to train from long before if he wants to pass the final Karbala of his life. So that is why in Tariqa Muhammadiyya of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani and Sayyidina Abdul Hassan Shazili and Sayyidina Abdul Aziz al-Dabbal, and above that actually Imam Hussain and Sayyidina Ali, in that way the person starts from very beginning and from early stage, he starts training in tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to abstain from sins, how to actually be virtuous. He starts from very early age, or early, you may say, whatever his age is, but the course how he starts. And then only when his Karbala will come after 5 years, 6 years, he will be tested at the peak, then inshallah he will pass. You are not going to pass just, you know, sleeping and overnight, at least that some, a test will come. So that is why you are encouraged that rather than that way of Imam Hussein is way of life, it's not a way of 10 days of Muharram, or is one day of Ashura, or the night of Ashura. That was their day, that was their test. But their way was way of, because their mission was carried on with Sayyida Zainab. As I mentioned yesterday, Sayyida Zainab, the daughter of Sayyidina Ali, who was there in Karbala, the sister of Imam Hussein, she lived 1.5 years after the Karbala. Few months she was kept prisoner in Syria, in Yazid's house and his prison. And then they were sent to Medina, as you know. But people normally finished there. Now they went to Medina and they had a good time there. No, they didn't have good time there. When they went to Medina Sharif, still her Sayyida Zainab, who was the lone elderly survivor, she preached the same message of the way of the Prophet ﷺ to the people of Medina, and they broke the bear of Yazid, all of them, because of her. And they actually, Yazid actually commanded the governor of Medina that people are becoming again to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why are they? Who is doing this? It is Sayyida Zainab. So he commanded that she should be actually kept in a prison in a remote village in the outskirts of Medina Sharif. So she was kept there for some months. And there she was still preaching to the villagers. The villagers actually became pious and very righteous and very lover of Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba Rizwan Ajmain and of Rasulullah. So he, there the people would go and take guidance from her. So he then ordered, Yazid ordered her to be taken as prisoner to Egypt. Then a woman of 55 years old, 56 years old, then she is actually taken to Egypt, a land which actually she doesn't know. But there as well, in spite of being a woman, she traveling from country, not traveling, forcefully being traveled, forced to actually travel. And in Egypt, she also start giving dawah and preaching the love of Rasulullah, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the message of Imam Hussein, the true teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the people of Egypt, they are coming towards Hazrat Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha and listening and following the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we and you being men, hame kaha jaye teen din ke liye naam lakhao, is as though actually a snake has bitten us. Bas wahan so gayi. Who wants to go to Malaysia? Who wants to go to there? Oh no. Who wants to go on holiday in Australia? Sab naam likha denge. Aapko nahi keh raha main, baithe hain bhai, main abhi bayan kar raha hu. Just give me an example. To Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, actually, I'm giving an example, that Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, actually, for dawa purposes, she wanted to convey, although, see, in the, those difficult circumstances while she is prisoner, she still keeps giving dawa. She had children who had martyred. She had his nephew, Imam Zain al-Abidin. She had other family members. But they were left in Medina, and she traveling like a stranger, in a prisoner, as actually in Egypt. And there as well, people became impressed. Because people always become impressed by true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa azza wa jal. And people wonder, oh, why they change? Oh, do they do magic? No, it's not magic. It's the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Magic has less effect. The love of Rasulullah has the greatest effect upon the person. Magic is only for few days and few weeks and few months and years. But whoever he become captivated by the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his intoxication never ends, even until in the time of death and after death actually, until he reached Jannah, and it continues there. So it is. Then there even Yazid ordered that we feared that people will become rebellious, and again they were already becoming rebellious in Makkah, in Medina, because of the message of Sayyida Zainab. So he ordered and commanded that she be taken to Syria back, so that she stays with me under my supervision, so that no one comes. And there when she came near to the place of Syria and Damascus, where the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was kept, she began to weep. And one of the soldiers of Yazid who hated the Ahlul Bayt, he saw that she is weeping for his brother, her brother. He, alayhi la'na, and curse be upon him, he hit her and she was killed and martyred there, like Imam Hussein was martyred in Karbala. And on that place is her burial place now. That's why she's buried in Syria. That is the place where she was martyred. That is the place where she was buried. Jahan aapne shahadat pai, wahi aapka mazar hai aaj, jo aapne sham. Lekin sham ko jo ziyarat karne jaate hain, aise dhage liye hue hain. Acha, aise unke mazar par jayenge, not mission. Main ja raha hu ji. Acha, yahan unke mazar ke saath mera bachcha nahi ho raha. استغفر. وہ دنیا کے لیے تو انہوں نے جان دی کہ دنیا کے لیے دی. میرا کاروبار چل دے دی, یہ ایک دھاگا ہے. سیدہ زینب, do دعا for us, may actually I be prosperous. میں زیادہ پھر شراب پیوں, میں زیادہ گانا بجانا کروں, میں زیادہ ڈھول ڈمکے کروں. استغفر اللہ العظیم. آج وہ لوگ, کئی لوگ, not all people, some people who go for their زیارہ, they're going for worldly, that مردار, that hopes of dunya to fulfill their desire. Meri ye mushkil hai, Sayyida ye madad karna, help me in this and help me in that. They are going for dunya there even. And these people themselves actually gave lesson that don't go for dunya. They have abandoned dunya from them outwardly and inwardly from their heart. So that is how the daughter of Sayyidina Ali, the sister of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also actually, were killed and martyred. She was killed in 57 years old. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in 57 years old. Imam Zain al-Abidin was 57 years old. All of these people. And they were such knowledgeable people. Unfortunately, we worldly people of that time, and now they're not benefiting from them. They've lost. They were people who people could sit and learn knowledge from, and learn wisdom from them, which they could not learn from anyone. But instead of that, they kept them busy in fighting and actually quarreling and disputing. That's how it happens to many awliya Allah in their time, that people could come and learn from them and reach such high, but they are busy with giving fatwas here, there, why this one is doing this, why they are disputing and putting allegations here and there, and they lose them. And their time, which they would have spent by teaching and learning, they are spending in just actually answering and these things. Masalan, knowledge itna tha, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu was a small child, chote bache the. Kisi ne pucha ke wo cheezein, wo makhluk, that creation which has been created without mother and father, zinda cheezein, wo kaun si hain? Kisi ne kaha ek, kisi ne do, some said one, two. Imam Hussain ne farmaya, saat cheezein hain. Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu. Saat zinda cheezein jo Allah ne baghair maa baap ke paida ki. And he said, who is it? He said, one is our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, without mother and father. Second, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, without mother and father. Third, the lamb which came for in replacing Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. He said that lamb was without mother and father. And fourth, the she camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, the she camel, which without mother and father. And he said fifth, the snake of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when his stick used to become serpent, he didn't have mother and father. And he said sixth was the crow, when Qabil killed Hazrat Habil alayhi salam, and Allah, so he didn't know how to bury, Allah sent a crow. Allah ne kawwa beja. A crow was sent and it showed how to bury. Uska bhi koi na maa na baap, Allah ne usi waqt paida kiya. And seventh, he said Iblis. Iblis bhi jo hai, Allah ne jab isko jinn ke taur par paida kiya, iska mother and father ke baghair. To aapne mai saat cheeze aisi hai jo Allah. And wo 10 cheeze maine pehle batayi. Matlab ye baat karne ka, these people had wonders in their bosoms and in their actually hearts. Unfortunately, people, because of dunya and love of dunya, had wasted them and actually let them actually go from this earth. But now whoever will connect with them, inshallah, they will teach him now as well. Imam Hussain is living, radiallahu ta'ala. Shuhada are living, Anbiya are living. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah said, you can be with them now if you wish, but you have to put effort into it. So lastly, I would say actually that don't let the month of Muharram or the 10 days pass actually. It's not a matter of 10 days. It's not a matter of 1 month. It's not a matter of 1 day. It is a matter of Islam. It's a matter of the Sunnah, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sunnah and the Islam is still wounded, which need help. When it was wounded at that time, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu healed it with his own blood and the bones and the flesh of his own children and brothers and sisters. And now it is still wounded. It is even more wounded in now actually Islam and the Sunnah. So who is going to stand up and in the footstep of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on few levels. First level is that you go and spread this message to the world, like Sayyida Zainab, like Imam Hussain, traveling from Medina to Makkah, to Iraq, he's going. Why? To uphold the message of Islam and the Shariat Muhammadiyya, Sunnat Muhammadiyya, and Tariqah Muhammadiyya. First is this, that you spend your whole life like Imam Hussain, wandering in the world and conveying the message day and night. That is higher level, right? Practicing yourself. Second is, give half of your life. Third is give 1/4 of your life. Fifth level is that just go, for example, now and then once a year in anywhere for dawah purposes here, Arabia, Malaysia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, America, here and there. At least some days or a month you spend in the way of Allah. If not that even, at least give local time in UK, going from mosque to mosque, street to street, and conveying the message to brothers and sisters. And if not even that, then actually save yourself from the fire of hell. Start the way of Imam Hussain, the tariqah of Imam Hussain, the tariqah Muhammadiyya, yourself at least, so you can save yourself. And it is free. In this path, Imam Hussain didn't take any bribe. He didn't take any money. He actually gave it all the message and all the sacrifice by asking no return. To jo iske baad jo khud bhi shuru nahi karega, he is on the tariqah shaitaniya and tariqah yazidiya. Wo phir yazid ke tariqe par chal raha hai. Wo phir shaitan ke tariqe par chal raha hai. Kyunki after that there is no limit. Khud kam az kam shuru kar lo aur phir jo hai aage badhte jao, highest you go, the more closer you will be to, closer to Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But don't live with Yazid. Don't live with Shaitan. Because then you will be at loss. I will go, you are going to go away as well. Soon we will die as well. But the life hereafter to come, you are not going to go anywhere. You have to stay there. There is no death after death. Death only comes once. So now the brothers, inshallah, will announce and you give your name. And if you have understood and sacrifice Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, you love them, at least at any level, the brothers will repeat the level, join the mission and the the way of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala.
Anhu. So, does anyone have any questions, first of all?
Nini pehle naam likhle.
So anyone for the
Maqbulur Rahman, mashallah. Mashallah, you are already Maqbulur Rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you like that.
Mashallah.